Welcome, everybody, to a very special edition of KickServeRadio.com. This is the Super Bowl edition, and this is tennis players talking football. I'm joined by Colorado Tennis Hall of Famer Jeff Lehrer, who is, at this point, becoming a Super Bowl aficionado. Jeff, you went to the Super Bowl, unfortunately, when the Denver Broncos played the Seattle Seahawks in New York. Wasn't such a great outcome. What leads you to believe that this outcome might be any different, or should we expect basically Seattle 2.0 from the Carolina Panthers?
Oh, goodness gracious, let's hope not. That was definitely an ugly situation from the get-go. I don't think I'll ever forget the first snap of the game when the ball went over Manning's head. And all I can remember thinking was pretty much every play of that game felt like the Broncos were just so tight. They just weren't ready to play. They were nervous. You could see it in literally every play. Being there, I think it stood out more probably than even on TV. It was very frustrating as a 40-year Bronco fan to watch it unravel that way. And I think that's what gives me a little more confidence this year, is knowing that they've played so many close games. I think they've ended up winning, you know, over half their games by less than a touchdown. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Their defense is too good. I think, if the game's close in the end, I feel so much different about this Bronco team versus the one 2 years ago.
Clearly, after that last Super Bowl, John Elway took it very, very personally. He has rebuilt this team. Most of the rebuilding has happened on the defensive side of the ball. Certainly that paid dividends, in particular in hitting Tom Brady 23 times in the AFC Championship and really taking the New England Patriots out of their game. Cam Newton is a different animal. Do you think that Wade Phillips' defense is designed to be able to be flexible enough to do what they did to Tom Brady and then turn around and be as effective against Cam Newton?
Yeah, I think it's a very tall task. And unfortunately, I think with our two safeties, Stewart and Ward, dinged up, I think that's going to be a huge key to how Wade's defense plays. I mean, I think you saw when those two guys went out late in the game, it was basically just kind of hold on mode for the Broncos. Brady really tore us up. I obviously don't think Cam can do that with his arm as well, but if those safeties can't move up and at least pressure the run for Carolina, I think it could be, you know, a tough day. Cam could have a good day through the air, which would make it very difficult because they're such a dual threat.
Obviously, you talk about contain being a key formula in slowing Cam Newton down, but one of the things that it would seem to me you wouldn't want to do is over-pursue the edges and then leave the middle of the field open for that guy to just rumble through the middle on his own. It seems like it's going to be those inside linebackers that are going to have a tremendous amount of responsibility on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be, a very tough task. I think that group has been phenomenal this season. I mean, they've done a really good job at kind of containing the middle. Vaughn and DeMarcus have done a good job of containing the edges, and it's been a very impressive campaign from this defense and how they've stopped the run, and I think that has enabled them to be as successful as they've been. That's kind of been the core key. When you look at the other side of the ball for us, I think thinking about where's the weakness in the Carolina D, and I definitely think it's in their secondary. So that's an interesting piece. I think Manning is definitely going to have to throw the ball more than maybe most Bronco fans expect for us to win this game.
Before I ask you for your Super Bowl prediction, let me ask you this, Jeff. Much has been made about whether or not this is going to be and should be Peyton Manning's last stand, Peyton's last game as an NFL quarterback. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I've followed Peyton my whole career. I've been such a huge fan of his. He's a phenomenal person. He's been a phenomenal proponent of the game, and I have all the respect in the world for him. So when I see him on this stage, knowing, you know, he probably hasn't made that decision himself, I think it truly will come up to the result of this game. And he's a hugely competitive person. I think if the Broncos win this game, I do think he'll end up going out on top. I think he'll call it a career, and I think that's the perfect way to do it. Obviously, we're all very familiar with that here in Denver, the way John Elway went out. I don't think Peyton would go for a second title like John did. I think his body is telling him, you know, pretty loudly that it's time to hang it up, and I expect him to probably do that if they win. Now, if they lose, that's where I'm a little more unsure, not 100% sure what his plans may be. I don't really see him going to another city and starting from scratch for 1 year, and I frankly don't think that would be the best thing for him to do, but he's a competitive person, and he just might decide to do that. But I have a very good feeling this might be his last game.
You're going out to San Francisco. You'll be at Levi's Stadium the way you went to New York. Hopefully you're going to witness a different outcome. When we see the confetti falling and the Lombardi Trophy being presented, who will it be presented to? What will happen on Sunday? What is your score prediction for the Super Bowl, Denver versus Carolina?
You know, I anticipate that I will be bawling like a baby.
Oh, no.
In a good way.
Oh, in a good way. Okay.
if the confetti's falling orange and blue, I'll be crying harder than if it's falling for the Panthers. So I'll be so excited for those guys, seeing everything they've put in for the last several years. I know how bad John Elway has wanted this title for the team, for Mr. Bowen, and I really do think that these guys can get it done. I think they've been primed for this stage. I think Carolina comes in a little unprepared by the scenario. You even see it in the media day a couple days ago. They were very loose, but almost, you know, overly excited, too excited. Whereas the Broncos, I think 2 years ago, were too tight. This year, they enjoyed themselves, but they're focused, and I can just feel that they can get through it. I think it's what I said earlier. I think the game is going to be very tight. I think it's going to be a kind of a last possession type of game, and I think the Broncos have been there more than Carolina this season. So I'm taking the Broncos 24-21, and very excited to be out there and watching it.
Those of us in the Mile High City certainly hope that you're right. Jeff, enjoy the game. I will be at the MGM Grand rooting for you. And thanks so much for joining us on a Super Bowl edition of KickServeRadio.com.
Thanks so much, AZ.
Thanks so much to Jeff Lehrer for his take on Super Bowl Sunday. You heard him. He likes the Broncos 24-21. Let's hope he's right. Okay, moving on. I've got five propositions. I've been studying them all. I've narrowed it down to five. My advice to you, bet on a prop that's going to last the entire game. I'm not a big coin flip guy. I don't like whether or not Peyton Manning's first pass is going to be complete or incomplete. I want to have something that's got the entire game to keep me interested and that actually makes sense. Especially, let's face it, if you're going to put a substantial wager on it, you want it to be something that's got the full game to develop. Here are my five. Will there be a successful two-point conversion in the game? Yes is plus 270. No is minus 400. Crazy things happen in Super Bowls, and the scores can get pretty weird. I think we're going to have a two-point conversion in that game. Certainly at plus 270, it's worth it. I say yes, there will be a two-point conversion. How many players will throw a pass? Over-under is 2.5. Plus 170 is over. Minus 250 is under. Again, weird things happen in Super Bowls. Could you have an end-around that results in a wide receiver pass, a halfback pass? Does Peyton Manning finish the game? Does Brock Osweiler potentially come in and have to man the fort for a couple of series and possibly throw a couple of passes? Over under 2.5, I say play over at plus 170. Cam Newton, over under rushing yards, 40.5. The Broncos' defensive pass rush is going to have him on the run. Fact of the matter is, the guy's going to break loose for a couple of long runs. I could foresee Cam Newton going over 40.5 yards by halftime. That's a pick'em proposition, minus 110. Cam Newton, only 40.5 yards rushing. I like the over. Peyton Manning's longest pass completion, over or under 36.5 yards. Well, the fact of the matter is, he is going to be throwing the short underneath stuff all day long. But we all know Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders have the ability to get loose and get some good yak, get some good yards after the catch. We've seen it from Demaryius on bubble screens on numerous occasions. Will Peyton Manning's longest pass completion be over or under 36.5 yards? I like the over. Finally, will Denver convert a fourth down? Yes, plus 125. No, minus 160. There's going to be times where Gary Kubiak is going to be put in the position of being maybe just outside of field goal range, somewhere around midfield, somewhere between the 40s, and have a fourth and short. If this is going to be Peyton Manning's last stand, you've got to ride that horse. You've got to let the sheriff do his thing. And I think the Broncos at some point are going to be forced with the decision to go for it on fourth down. And I think they will. And I think they'll be successful. At plus 125, I think the Broncos at some point in this football game are going to convert a fourth down. Those are your five propositions that I like for you to consider. I like the Broncos in this game. I feel the same way Jeff Lehrer does. I think it's going to be low scoring, close to the vest. It's going to go down to the wire. And when it's all over, let's hope that Peyton Manning's able to ride off into the sunset a winner in similar fashion to his boss, John Elway. Could history repeat itself? We'll know on Sunday. In the meantime, thanks for joining me. This is Andy Zoden, KickServeRadio.com, the Super Bowl edition. Go Broncos. America.